third race, and the emergencies come out, 17 through to 20. And another Trent has the market for us.
Tough one here, Greg. We've got One More Honey, 650. Legal Girl, 26. Lucky Louie, 21. Speedway, 9. High Arm, 850. Pino, Tabfix Dodd's favourite, $4.80. Coral Coast, 21. Smooth Landing, 18. Uptown Gal, 34. Rimaram, 26. Sea Babe, 34. Theodora, 5. State of Play, 26. Think Diamonds, 21. Studio City, 18. And Hajin at 34. The favourite here in Pino did go up $6.50 and has come into $4.80. And the second elect, Theodora, has also had support, $6.50 into $5. The original favourite, One More Honey, has drifted from $5 to $6.50. And if you're looking for one that's had a little bit of specking at a price, Speedway, 12 into 9. But a difficult assignment here to find the winner of the Ethereal Stakes.
Yeah, it is a difficult assignment, and I'm handballing it to Matt.
Good on you, Gregory. Funny how there's a million fillies all lining up on the Oaks route, but not many colts lining up in the Colts and Geldings division today, so it's just sometimes gets a bit lopsided. Speed-wise, Greg, it's just such a big field, and, you know, Fino, I imagine, typical of it, and Gay will try and press forward from the gate.
Way out wide.
Yeah.
State of play will be there, you'd imagine.
Yeah, and few will boot up inside in a big field, so they're going to gallop along here, aren't they? So, look, I'm sticking with my philosophy of the previous race here, where I'm backing in the Sydney form, and I know Elise sort of just ground away in the 1,000 guineas and didn't win and strongly represent that Sydney form, but I think that wasn't quite the best of her, and I'm still backing that form in as being the best form for this race. I reckon John Thompson's got a massive hand here. He's come through this race before. It's a familiar route for him, en route to the Oaks with his late maturing staying fillies, and I just think One More Honey, with its strength and its strong form lines behind the Lees, it's been screaming out for ground. It's got that good barrier where it might just sort of sit fifth, sixth in the run and just keep poking through for Blake Shin. I think it represents the best form. Teodora's the one that we don't know. It's not capped yet. It's two starts, two wins, beautiful staying pedigree, Weir, good barrier, Mark Zara. It'll measure up. Smooth Landing's the other John Thompson one who also comes through that A-grade form in Sydney, and I think it's got a good chance for Damien Lane and maybe High Arm next best. But even though it's a big, difficult field, I'm still a little bit keen, and I'm probably going to have something on both the Thompson runners when push comes to shove. But my numbers are 1, 12, 8 and 5.
It is an open race. I know, Dean, you've been a bit keen on High Arm, who was very good on the manifold, and that's been a good guide to this race over the years.
Yeah, I thought it was a really good stayers run, Greg. She was right off the bit at the 300, but then she was running through the line. So I think she just looks like a stayer. She's got a great pedigree to do it, a physique, and I'm going to go with her number 5 to beat Teodora. I've been really taken with her wins. I mean, what she did at Ararat, she beat very little, but the way she did it was extraordinary around Ararat. You don't see that very often. And then beat the older horses fair and square at Bendigo. I think she can measure up. 6 Pino will probably roll forward from the draw. It was a pretty emphatic win last start. And 16 Tajin's, massive odds here, but gee, I think she's a promising filly. I thought her run at Ballarat against older horses was outstanding and looks a real stayer. So some horses coming through here, 5, 12, 6 and 16.
Okay, where are you heading, Warren?
I'm with Teodora, Greg. I know she's taking that rise in grade, but and we saw High Arm come off a good maiden victory and then be competitive at Group 2 level. I think there might be a bit of X factor about Teodora. What she did at Ararat, as Dean outlined, was just extraordinary. And then against the older horses, just surged through the line at Bendigo. I think she'll relish getting out to the trip, and I'm with 12, Teodora, ahead of High Arm. I think that run was very good, as I said, coming off maiden grade and running well in the manifold. She should also be suited getting up in distance. It shouldn't worry Pino. The extra trip here, the blinkers coming off last start, she rolled along and dominated the Oaks trial. You'd think that's going to be a good guide here. And One More Honey down from Sydney with the Elise form line, and she's also shaping like she should be suited out in trip. 12, 5, 6 and 1.
I'm with you. I've got the same 4. I'm with Teodora. Big booming finisher. I think she'll be powering right over the top of them here to beat High Arm, One More Honey, and Pino. I'm 12, 5, 1 and 6 in the third.